Part 3. Lord Shiva defeats Arjuna. After satisfying and after saying this, Indra disappeared. Arjuna was left alone. He decided to remain where he was. He began his austerities and worship of Shiva. He took off his armor and set his weapons down by the same tree where Indra had sat. The tree was situated next to a flowing river, and Arjuna bathed in its clear waters. Then he sat down to meditate. As he did so, conchs were heard in the sky, and showers of flowers fell from the heavens. Arjuna was pleased by the auspicious sign, and he sat with half-closed eyes. Controlling his breathing, he began to utter prayers to Lord Shiva. During the first month of his meditations, Arjuna ate only fruit every third day. During the second month, he ate fruit on every sixth day. And during the third month, he ate fruit once in a fortnight. During the fourth month, he lived only on air. Standing on the tip of his toes, with his arms upraised, he bathed three times a day and kept his mind and senses under perfect control. As a result of his austerities, Arjuna began to glow like the sun. Meanwhile, in the heavens, the celestial rishis grew anxious. They approached Lord Shiva and said, "Arjuna has become greatly effulgent. Due to his austerities, on the summit of the Himalayas, the earth is becoming heated by his asceticism and is sending forth smoke. O chief of the demigods, you should stop him before he upsets the universal order by the power of his penance." Lord Shiva replied, "You need not feel anxiety on account of Falguna. He does not wish to attain heaven nor prosperity. I know his purpose, and I will satisfy him today." The rishis bowed before Lord Shiva and returned to their abodes. Lord Shiva then assumed the form of a tall, powerful, golden-hued hunter and descended to the place where Arjuna was meditating. Uma, his consort, accompanied him in a similar costume, as did many of his goblin followers, who all assumed various forms and wore bright garments and followed behind Uma and Shiva. Many of the female goblins assumed the forms of beautiful women, and they too descended. As Lord Shiva appeared on the mountainside with his followers, the mountain seemed ablaze with beauty. Strangely, however, all of nature became silent. Even the springs and waterfalls ceased their sounds. As Lord Shiva arrived, he saw Adana the demon, who assumed the form of a boar and was charging at Arjuna. The demon intended to kill Arjuna. The demon boar roared loudly in challenge. Arjuna heard the boar's roar and quickly lifted and strung his bow, placing a violent arrow on his bowstring. Arjuna called out, "I have done you no harm. As you seek to kill me, I shall certainly send you to Yamaraja's abode. At the same exact moment, Lord Shiva also aimed his bow on the boar and shouted to Arjuna, "Stop! This dark-colored boar is mine. I saw him first, and have already aimed my bow at him." Arjuna ignored Shiva's claim and released his arrow, which sped toward the massive boar. Lord Shiva simultaneously released his arrow, and the two shafts both struck the Danava boar simultaneously at the same time. Then there was a sound like thunder as the arrows hit the demoniac boar's rock-like body. The demon assumed his natural form and gave up his life with a terrible cry. Ah! Arjuna looked around at the hunter. His body shone like a golden mountain. He was surrounded by hundreds of women. Arjuna glared at him. "Who are you, dressed like a hunter, and wandering this solitary forest, surrounded by your followers? Are you not afraid? Why have you pierced this boar, which I targeted first? Do you not know that this is against all accepted practices of hunting? Indeed, you have insulted me, so now I will punish you by taking your life." The hunter replied with a smile, "O hero, you need not be concerned about me, for I always dwell in the forest. But what brings you here? You are obviously royalty, used to living in a luxury. How is it that you have adopted an ascetic life?" Arjuna held his bow tightly. "Depending on the strength of my arms, I live in this forest. Just see how I killed this fearful Rakshasa who was intent on killing me." The hunter laughed derisively. "No, it was I who killed this one, not you. I saw him first, and it was with my arrow that the demon was sent to death's abode. You are overly proud of your strength. Do not accuse others when you yourself are at fault. O wicked-minded wretch, you have wronged me and will therefore not escape with your life. Stand and receive my arrows. Yes, try to defend yourself if you can." Infuriated, Arjuna immediately struck the hunter with a cluster of swift arrows. But the hunter simply smiled and received Arjuna's shafts without flinching. He called out, "O wretch, send your fiercest arrows, those that are capable of piercing the heart." Arjuna released another volley of shafts. Becoming angry, Lord Shiva sent back hundreds of his own arrows. Thus, a great battle then ensued. Showers of snake-like arrows sped back and forth. As Arjuna countered the hunter's arrows, he was surprised to see that although struck by countless shafts, his adversary, the hunter, was not at all affected. The Pandava Arjuna increased the force of his attack, but the hunter stood unmoved. Seeing that he could not shake his foe, Arjuna called out in admiration, "Excellent! Well done!" Arjuna looked at the hunter with wonder. Clearly, This was not an ordinary man. No one could withstand the force of thousands of arrows shot from his Gandiva without being moved. Perhaps he was a celestial. Arjuna then decided to use his mystical weapons. No matter who this was, even if he was a Gandharva or a Yaksha, unless he was actually Lord Shiva himself, Arjuna intended to kill this hunter. Arjuna then invoked weapons, which fired thousands of arrows blazing like the sun. The hunter cheerfully received all of his shafts, just as a mountain receives a downpour of rain. But then, to Arjuna's amazement, he found that his celestial quivers were suddenly exhausted. How is that possible? Who was this who could swallow up his arrows? With what could he fight now? Arjuna raised his great bow like a club and rushed at the hunter. Arjuna struck him a number of heavy blows, but the hunter snatched away his bow and drew it within his body. The bow simply vanished. Arjuna then drew his sword and brought it down upon the hunter's head with all his strength, but the sword shattered to pieces. Arjuna was now afraid, but he continued to fight. This time, he lifted rocks and boulders and threw them at the hunter. Arjuna tore up trees and slung them at the hunter, but it still made no impression. Arjuna's mouth smoked with wrath. He rushed at his foe and pummeled him with his fists. Lord Shiva struck him back, and thus a hand-to-hand fight ensued. They struck one another and grappled furiously, each seizing the other and shoving him with full force. Sparks and smoke flew from their bodies. Finally, the hunter released Arjuna, and Arjuna fell back dazed, practically unconscious. Arjuna looked at the hunter in astonishment. Arjuna had failed to make the least impression on him. Surely, this must be the exalted Lord Shiva. No one else could have fought with such power. Arjuna then retreated to a distance and quickly fashioned an image of Lord Shiva from earth. He worshipped it with flowers, and as he did so, he saw flowers falling onto the hunter's head. Now there was no doubt. This was the deity he was seeking. Arjuna fell headlong at the demigod's feet, and as he did so, he felt all of his fatigue dispelled.